Hey, and welcome to the Meditations and Musings podcast. I'm Elena Lipson. I'm a mama, I'm a wife, and I'm the founder of the Divine Self-Care Circle membership and the Virtual Retreat Academy. I don't believe that you have to sacrifice your body, your health, or your family in order to create true abundance and prosperity. I believe in living based on the divine feminine metrics of success, and these include pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. Each week, I'll bring you 1 to 2 new episodes. One of these will be a guided meditation that you don't have to do on the meditation pillow, and the other will be a conversation to help you access your inner wisdom, to ignite abundance, and inspire others to do the same. I invite you to join me on this journey back to the magic of a divinely aligned and well cared for you. And now, join me for today's episode. Welcome back to the Meditations and Musings podcast. This is Elena Lipson, your host and your self-care coach, your inner work mentor. I know I change that up a little bit every once in a while, but it's all about the inner work here. So before I begin today and talk about the inner circle, why it's so important, and this series that we're going to have coming up over the next several weeks, all about how to awaken your inner compass, how to really learn to trust your inner authority, I just want to give a little of a shout out to, we have a dog right now, an extra dog. We usually have one dog. Her name is Chewy. And she's been with us for about 10 years now, but we have a visitor doggy today. Her name is Ruby, and sometimes she barks at passing dogs. So just so you know, if you hear an extra dog in the background, it is our little visitor Ruby, because her mama is having a baby today. I'm so excited. So we're doggy sitting. So today I want to talk to you about the inner council. I'm going to tell you who it's for, why I believe that you are in a time in your life where you need it, if this speaks to you, when you need it, and a little bit about some of the topics we cover and why I believe that together in circle, we not only survive, because survival is the least that we can do. We need to thrive. We need to be in a place of supporting each other and rising together. So what is the inner council? The inner council is the name to a sense of inner authority. It's a place you go within you that I teach to all of my circle members. It's a way to connect with your highest self. I'm not going to actually do the meditation here that helps you connect with it, because that's what I do in my paid circle. But I want to share with you a little bit about the importance of having an inner council. So who is it for? The inner council is for all women. I believe it's for all women. I believe that we have, as women, been conditioned to people please, to favor other people's priorities and opinions, expectations, and approval above our own. And I think that the time for feeling like we don't have a voice in our own life is over. And this applies to women who are working, women who have their own business, women who are moms, women who are coming to a place in your life, which I believe happens in your starting in your late 30s to your 40s, and loud and clear by the time you're in your 50s and your 60s, where you wake up, not one day, it's really like a series of events that really shows you how little you have been paying attention to that inner voice. Sometimes it happens over time. Oh, there's a hummingbird right outside the door, right outside my window. I mean, always a really good sign when nature is validating what you're talking about. So many women are subtly, and some not so subtly, still living by the rules that we were given when we were younger. It's really funny, actually. I was having this conversation with my sister, who asked me, I just turned 45 about a week ago, June 1st, I turned 45. And she asked me, like, how does it feel to be 45? And I paused to answer the question. I really wanted to check in with myself and not just say what I've always said, right? Because that's what we're talking about here. Not to just do what you've always done, not to just be who you've always been, but do it on purpose with intention. So I paused and I thought to myself, okay, well, first of all, how do I feel about being 45? Do I have any of those little like societal hangups about being a certain age or limitations of being a certain age or how do I look or my silver hair that I've been, you know, growing out for the last year and a half without any color at all, which is a whole other episode, which if you're interested, I can share that story. Just let me know why I decided to stop coloring my hair about a year and a half ago. So I said to her, you know, I mean, think about it this way. 45 is actually really exciting. It does feel more middle than I've thought before. And I've sort of been pushing against the middle age label because I just don't like it. It's irrelevant. It was created during a time where middle age was like, you know, 40. People just lived very different lives. Now the possibilities of what you can do and create and be and all of it is so different. So I don't subscribe to those societal scripts about who I should be, how I should be at any age. And I've always been that way. I've always done the thing that people thought I shouldn't do. When I was 21, I was the manager of a location of an international beauty salon. And I was like moving across country by myself when I was, you know, 19 years old or just about 20. I always did things that seemed to challenge the norm at an early age. I've always been the youngest person in the room when I was in the corporate world. But of course, that's all, you know, 20, my 20s. But my point was to her, what I said to her when she asked me about being 45 was actually, if you think about it, your first decade is all about, like, you have zero control, right? It's where you're born, the family you're born into, where you live. In my case, my family moved from Russia to New York when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I had zero control over that. I had zero control over having to learn English, being in a new, you know, culture. All of it was not in my control at all, but it defines as much as I want it to now who I became. Right? And then you have your teens where you're still sort of figuring it out and the people you're hanging out with and the things that you're doing and the rules that you're breaking or not breaking, you're kind of getting a sense of who you are. Right? And then your 20s is like, okay, well, now I'm supposed to do certain things. I'm supposed to get a degree and I'm supposed to get a job and I'm supposed to get married. I'm supposed to have kids or at least start thinking about it. Right? So you're starting to like get into this phase of life where you're being told what to do and who to, basically by the time you're 7, like all those things are ingrained in your life based on the family that you grew up with. I know everyone has a different story and a different upbringing, but we get very early on, we get the training, the indoctrination of what life is about based on what our families knew at that time, right? Especially from an immigrant family, life was very different. So your 20s are about sort of finding your footing, like, okay, who am I? Asking the questions, making mistakes, having bad relationships, getting sexual or not sexual, like all those things are starting to be at the forefront, right? Perhaps you made a decision to wait to have kids. Maybe you got married early and starting to feel like what life unfolding looks like in that particular avenue chosen. And then in your 30s, you start to look back and you have enough history to start looking back to see the patterns and the loops and the situations that you might find yourself over and over again. Maybe you're in situations that you thought, well, how did I get here? Like, what the heck just happened? How did I all of a sudden wake up one day and have one or two or three kids and I'm married and I'm living in the suburbs and, or I'm living in the city that I didn't know I was ever going to be in and whatever your version is. Or maybe I've never even met someone yet. Maybe I'm still waiting to find love. And that's been a big issue for me. And it's distracting me from other things in life, or maybe you chose another path, but you have enough of a history now in your 30s that's beyond what your parents are telling you to do, that you're starting to realize, wow, am I just living based on what I thought I was supposed to do? Am I finally finding that I don't want to do that anymore? Right. And then I feel like in your 40s, at least for me, you know, and the women that I've worked with over the last decade, I can see that there's this sort of wingspan awakening. The roots are getting deeper into who you want to be. And you finally understand that, oh shit, like I don't have time to waste anymore. I've been living under these agreements, but I'm no longer willing to. And now I own responsibility over them. I chose them. Even though they weren't mine, yes, I chose them. And I forgive myself for it. And I love myself for it. And I've grown because of it, or in spite of it in some cases. And now I can see that if I continue to do this into my 50s and 60s, then I'm just going to keep repeating a pattern that I no longer choose. So that was my reply to her. And I reflected back, and that is really the mission of my work, in the work I do in my divine self-care circle with my clients, with myself. It's about having enough inner authority to start rewriting those agreements on your own terms. Because in that way, you become the best version of yourself. You be the person that you want to be. I'm not saying it's the easy thing, right? Because that programming runs really deep, which is why a lot of the work we do in the circle is really about understanding habits and how everything you do or don't do is a habit, and how there are subconscious patterns replaying, and how your ego will do everything in her right mind to keep you doing the same things you were always doing because it's comfortable. So we have to understand all of those subconscious patterns. Why do I think that you need the inner counsel? Because otherwise, you will continue living with other people's agreements. And this does not mean that you stop taking care of the people that you love. You still can be a really loving, generous, giving friend and mother and wife and all of that. It just means that now you're modeling something different. You're modeling an honesty, right? Because not taking care of yourself leads to resentment, leads to depression. I would say for me, it did, when I really didn't understand that not resting when I was tired, sacrificing my sleep, you know, was not what I needed to do. And the more I've done this work over the years in the Divine Self-Care Circle with women, I've literally had women like Lisa, who is one of our mentors now. When she started in the circle, she was in a marriage that was no longer working for her. She was pregnant. And she was really just at the beginning cusp of finding her voice. And today she actually leads her own circles. And she's a mentor in my circle as well, in the Divine Self-Care Circle, because she has claimed her intuition. She's claimed her alignment. Over the years of being in the circle, she was there right from the very beginning. She's been there for 5 years. And that's what the circle is for. It's not a program. It's not just a 12-week program. It is a commitment to continue to show up for yourself, so that you can lead others in whatever way feels right and good for you. Or like Carolyn, who came to me when she was so sick and tired of being sick and tired of doing business the hustle way and putting her wellness on the back burner. And today she runs her incredible, magical group coaching programs that people like literally keep coming back to. Because now she leads with alignment. She leads with alchemy. She leads with her intuition in everything she does. And quite honestly, she's become a mentor for me in the ways that she leads now with her magic and her alchemy and the practices and meditations that she does. And those are just two of the stories of the women who step into the inner council, the Divine Self-Care Circle, and find their inner authority and lead from that place. When do you need this? Oh my goodness, my love. Like, we are poised. You are poised to make a difference in your own life and ripple out into the world. The world has never needed you more than it does right now. We need women to stand up and speak up in a voice that is clear and aligned with what's most important to you. And this is not about anything on the political spectrum. This is about you leading in your life, in your home, so that you don't become a leaf in the wind of whatever, you know, storm is happening at the moment. You become someone who's true to yourself, true to listening, true to being in your own power, so that the old patterns and the old rules and the old agreements simply don't sway you anymore. You are clear. You are evolving, you are growing, because you come from a place of inner authority. In the Divine Self-Care Circle, it's not just a place to see content and learn. It's a place to connect. It's a place to grow. And it all starts with awakening your intuition and having that inner authority. So I invite you now, I'm doing something that I have never done before in the past years, is that I'm offering a way for you to try out the circle for a month for just $7. And I know it's kind of unheard of. And the women who are doing it are really, I think, you know, for me, I just really understood that once you experience the circle, once you experience what it's like to be in circle with me, where I really see you and hear you and adore you for doing the work, for being yourself, and you can show up exactly as you are. It's why we've been around for 6 years now. It's what keeps me going and hosting this and creating and inviting incredible mentors in the group for you in the realm of breath work and yoga and mindset work and magic work, meaning like alchemy type of work where you're creating rituals, in the work of self-love, in the work of self-expression. The mentors in the group are incredible, but the really amazing thing that I love is that once you're in the circle for a while and I start to get to know you, then you're invited to apply to be a mentor as well. So whether you choose to try the circle or not, and if you do, the link is in the show notes. It's also in the link in my Instagram profile. Whether you try the circle or not, I am so glad you're here. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to this podcast. If you're listening to my voice right now, then I know that intuition, inner authority is calling to you. I don't believe in coincidences. I literally follow the breadcrumbs that the universe leaves me. And sometimes it's a book that I read. Sometimes it's a podcast that gets recommended to me. Sometimes it's a chance meeting. I know that's how the life and the universe is communicating with me. That's how I've met my own mentors. That's how I've met some incredible people in my life and have had incredible opportunities to lead retreats and do things that I otherwise wouldn't have because I followed the universal breadcrumbs. So if your intuition is telling you right now, you know what, I think the circle is right for me and I think I want to try it, I would say if you're ready to listen to that, that's your intuition waking up in a big way. And I believe you are intuitive. I believe you can lead from that inner place of knowing and therefore inspire those around you to do the same. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. As always, I love to hear from you. Please either send me a message on Instagram, Elena_Lipson, or leave me a note in the reviews here in the podcast in whatever app you're listening to. And I would really appreciate it if you share this episode. If it resonated for you, it really helps other people to find it. When you rate and leave a review, it actually pushes it up in the search window in iTunes. Thank you so much for being here. Have a phenomenal day, whatever you're doing. Please take care of yourself. Trust your pace. Trust your intuition. And know that you are a unique presence here in this world, and we need you. We need you present. We need you awake. We need you aligned. We need you trusting your inner authority. I'll see you next time on the Meditations and Musings podcast, and take care of yourself. Thank you so much for listening and learning about the new divine self-care way of being in your life, business, and the bedroom based on the divine feminine metrics of success, pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. If you're ready to bust the myth of overwhelm and tap into an inspired start to each day, I've put together a free video series for you to help you start each day with energy, inspiration, and ignite that inner pilot light which attracts joy, magic, and synchronicity. You can access my 3-step magic morning practice to help you ignite your inner light and attract the abundance that you're craving. Head on over to elenalipson.com/gift. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would so love if you share it with a friend, a sister, a mother, a daughter, and please leave a review. That is how the magic starts to ripple out. Here's wishing you a day full of beauty, magic, and divine self-care. I'll see you next time at the Meditations and Musings podcast.